You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, it is about to be the full moon in Aries, and I'm sure that you're probably feeling it. It's a definitely stressful full moon is a good way to put it. There's a couple of major squares to the Capricorn planets and also to the Libra sun. There's an opposition, which is tricky. So it is like the full moon is a time when we become conscious of what is going on in our subconscious. The sun shines the light on the moon and they're in opposition. So that's why it feels like people are going crazy, because when people spend all their time pushing down their real feelings and turning away from things they don't want to admit, or if they don't understand something, or whatever it is that causes you to repress your actual true feelings, can get kind of thrown out of whack when the full moon happens. And luckily, it happens every month. So we're able to stay more closely in touch with what's going on in the subconscious. And for women, when women cycle and they go through their cycle, the PMS period is often when, you know, it gets really real. They can feel everything they really feel. There's no like dulling the perception in the PMS state. So it's actually a really heightened perception. And if we had a culture that made space for women to experience this instead of feeling like they're wrong for not being able to keep the pace with the regular society, then we'd probably be a lot healthier culture. But as it stands, it's sort of something that we just, you know, keep on trucking and don't talk about. But it's definitely a time when women are incredibly sensitive and conscious and aware. And it's a lot to have to process all your real feelings all at once like that. So with this Aries full moon, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it definitely gets us in touch with our like self-motivated, self-aware, like self-serving kind of energy. Aries is very much like the child of the zodiac, like the toddler of the zodiac. And so it goes after things like without any conscious awareness a lot of the times about how that's going to affect the future or how that's going to affect people around them. So it's not the most thoughtful energy, but it's definitely brave and warm and authentic. Most of the time an Aries person is really what they are. They're not like putting on airs or being someone they're not. And they're the opposite of Libra, which is the sun. So the Aries energy is very raw and real and, you know, thumbs its nose at anything that tries to get in its way. Whereas Libra, where the sun is right now, is a lot more accommodating and concerned about the other and very much, how do we do this together? And then the Aries energy is like, I'm going. And if you're coming, great. But if not, see you later. So there's this definite dichotomy that we're all probably experiencing on some level or other with this Aries moon energy. So it does have the moon is exactly full at 20 degrees of Aries, and that's in an exact square to Saturn in Capricorn and also to Pluto in Capricorn. So that gives us, I mean, that could be really hard. That's like a lot of, like squares force growth. But there's also often a resistance. I guess that's where the force part comes in. But there's a resistance to what that growth is. Even though there might be, like with the Capricorn energy and the evolved Capricorn energy, of course, there's a need to set a foundation, to understand why we're doing what we're doing, to plan for the future, to plan for the future generations even, not just the future of your life, but the future of your grandchildren's life and your grandchildren's grandchildren. So there is this heavy sort of Saturnian, because that's the ruler of Capricorn, awareness of what it takes to make something last, what it takes to make something real. It's very good in the real world, but it's also kind of deeply spiritual. So there's definitely an ability to tap deeply into your spiritual roots and like even your, you know, your galactic roots or the bigger picture of the cosmos can tie into this as well, because that's a lot of us are waking up to that connection now. And astrology really does give us a language to maneuver in the matrix, ultimately, to move around and understand what we're dealing with and what energies are influencing and what's coming at us. So it's very helpful that way. With the Saturn squaring Pluto in Capricorn, or not Saturn, with this full moon squaring Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto is what the soul is doing to evolve, and it's very focused on evolving. In fact, it's the only thing that matters is spiritual growth and evolution as far as Pluto is concerned. So whatever is in the way of that will get gone. That's just the way Pluto is. It's unfortunate. Sometimes it will take things away just so you can see that you can live without those things. And then they come back. So there is that element too. If you happen to be going through any kind of loss or separation or abandonment or some sort of huge emotional thing, which could be possible, know that it's clearing the slates, and that you haven't lost anything that you really need, that energy that you need is there to support you. So trust kind of what you're going through is there for your evolution and your growth, which it very much is. So we have that Pluto square, Pluto and Saturn again, like it's asking, what foundations are you laying? Are the relationships that you're making authentic? Are they helpful? Will they, can you be helpful and authentic in those relationships? And also, are you growing? Are you pushing yourself out of your comfort zone? Are you taking risks? Are you stepping into your power? Pluto wants you to be powerful. And Aries, funnily, it doesn't even think about being powerful. It just knows it's powerful. It feels powerful. But sometimes the rash decisions and the heading off in directions without real clarity can take away the power and can make them feel ineffective or question that the Saturn will definitely, or the Capricorn energy will definitely make the Aries energy question itself. It'll be like, why do you have to repress me? Why do you have to make me feel bad about myself or what I want to do? But it at least stops the energy enough to make it go, maybe that isn't the best decision. Maybe I do need to rethink things. So that you could have that going on. It's a power struggle. There's a power struggle going on in this full moon, unfortunately. But it's a power struggle for your greater good and for the greater growth of everyone. And it'll pass. It'll move to the next day, Monday, where you actually have a sun squaring Pluto energy, which is a whole other, is it squaring Pluto or Saturn? It's both, I think. Let me just double check here. So it's squaring Saturn originally, and that's where you're going to feel like, again, your sense of self might be sort of under stress of some kind. And it could very well be that you're being challenged to step into position or challenged to take on something more than you want to. It's something to do with your identity is definitely in a difficult position right now. And probably because your identity is growing. So there is these like difficult squares and energies going around this full moon, but there's also these little tidbits of wonderfulness there's a trine between the moon in Aries and Jupiter in Sagittarius. So that's a very fiery, know-it-all, know-what-I-want energy. It's brave and outspoken. And so that will definitely help you with like knowing which way to go, because you'll have this sort of enthusiasm and this courage and this like wanting to share what you know and be brave and go on adventures. It's very adventurous energy that's tapped into this sort of really difficult energy. It's like, oh, there's this great opportunity for you to maybe travel, let's say. Maybe you got like a job opportunity in another country, or like something that's going to really take you out of your comfort zone, but yet it's going to make you grow so much. So you got to do it. You got to take the opportunity. You got to be ready to take it. You got to not talk yourself out of it if it comes your way. And with this kind of energy, opportunity could very likely come your way. And there is another lovely little lift of energy between Mercury and Scorpio, sextiling Saturn and Capricorn. It's a very deep and committed, loyal, I guess committed and loyal are very similar things, It's the kind of energy that wants to know your soul. Like Scorpio energy, Mercury's in Scorpio right now. It doesn't enjoy chit-chat, or like at parties aren't all that great because then you're just chit-chatting with a bunch of people when really you want to get to know the soul of one person and ask them all the right questions and get to know each other and be deep and connected. That's the Scorpio energy. And Saturn and Capricorn are they're deep and loyal energies as well, which is why they sextile each other. They like nourish each other. Instead of challenging or squaring, they're like, I understand why you want to feel like our souls are connected and committed and that you can trust me, because trust is so valuable. And once it's broken, everything's screwed and it really is almost impossible to get it back. So our word and our integrity and being true to our word and being in our integrity and being a person that can be counted on is very, very valuable, even for your soul's growth. There's the saying that trust takes a lifetime to build and seconds to destroy. And it's so true. It really is true. So you might have like be in a situation, maybe someone new is coming along and you're being asked to trust and you're being asked to kind of open up in a new way. And in this way, you have all the planets kind of aligned to be connected and committed. It's really lovely. So after the full moon, we do have that there is the square between the Libra sun and Pluto in Capricorn. And that, again, it'll challenge your, like, maybe you want to be kind of a little more fluffy right now and not have to worry about the bigger picture, or there's some sort of challenge between your evolution and just kind of what you want to focus on in your personality. And it's like kind of frustrating. Uranus is also going to be conjoining the moon on Monday. So it gives kind of a surprise to us, it could be an emotional surprise, like where you find out something you didn't know before, or even like your own reaction to something where you're shocked by, you know, what you feel about something. Could be like lovely and liberating, like where you may have reacted one way all these years and then suddenly you just don't give a shit anymore. It's like glorious evolution. That's the sort of thing that can happen. And it's good, obviously, always to write these things down, because as you go through life, then you can check your own notes and see where you grew and how you evolved. It's hard to keep track of all that you know and all that you are becoming, but it really is encouraging when you can see your progress. It's so encouraging. So I encourage you to keep track of it in some book that's special to you. On the 15th, there is a lovely trine between Mercury and Neptune. It's actually quite a good day, like a challenging, I feel like it'll be a very creative day. There's an opposition between the moon and Mercury, but there's also a trine between Mercury and Neptune, which makes me think that lots of inspired thoughts and ideas and your sensitivities will be quite high. So make sure that you have your spiritual protection in place, whatever you use, whatever you intend around yourself, to make sure that you're sovereign and secure and safe and sound. Go out into the world like that, because you'll be very sensitive. Neptune taps us into our otherworldly perceptions. And people who have strong Neptunes usually see and know and understand things about reality that most people don't even get a glimpse of. So do be sure that you're all tapped into your protective space and carry it with you wherever you go, like a little bubble of light or a big bubble of light. Could be massive bubble of light if you want, whatever you want. Just intend to keep your space sovereign and secure. And so nothing can attach to you, which is Neptunian. You know, that's one of the avenues where our sensitivities are kind of targets. So do something creative, though, on Tuesday, because it is lovely. And with the full moon having just happened on the Sunday, on the 13th, it's a really good time to let go of things. Let them go. Drop your baggage. Drop. And especially the Aries moon, it doesn't care about stuff. It doesn't care about possessions. It wants to go. It can just drop everything in the flash of an eye, or the flash of a lightning, not a blink of an eye. That's the one. Sometimes I forget what language I'm speaking. So we do have a ton of opportunity for a ton of change, and it's probably going to be kind of stressful. So be prepared for that. Know that, like, you can handle it. That's part of, you know, why we're here, is to learn to handle this, learn to kind of dance with the cosmos and hopefully make the most of it and find like, again, set yourself focused on joy. Set your compass to joy, because then that when all you're making all your decisions, you'll know which ones to make because they're taking you in that direction, which is very important. You want to, you know, amp the vibration of joy and love and peace and creativity and abundance and health and all those wonderful traits. We want to tune into those, and then we can help the planet more easily tune into them as well. So going into the weekend, we do have a wonderful trine between, it's actually a sextile, sorry. They're very similar energies. We have a sextile between the moon and Uranus again, and then a sextile between Mercury and Capricorn, or Mercury and Pluto and Capricorn, which is very supportive. Again, they're very supportive, understanding energies. So they're like, it feels like new stuff is coming in, new stuff you have to do, new people maybe are coming in, new situations. And it's stressful because you're used to just being in your groove, you know, and now you got to incorporate newness. But do incorporate the newness, because it will definitely be beneficial as life unfolds as you go forward. On the Sunday, which is the end of the week, Sunday the 20th, we do have it's a busy day, emotionally busy day. There might be some confrontation because there's a square with the moon and Mars. We're just, you know, again, going, I want to do this. No, I want to do this. Well, what about what I want? It could be that going on. But with Libra and Cancer energy, it's more cordial. So it'll be a more vibey confrontation than actual confrontation. There is a trine between Venus in Scorpio and the moon in Cancer. So it makes you very, like, you'll love the people that you're compromising for. You'll love there's a joy in connection. It's so lovely when Venus connects well in our charts and with our loved ones, because it gives you ease and pleasure, and you make each other laugh, and you enjoy the good times in life together. That's what you want to attract to yourself. So there is that good time energy happening, like a very kind of comfortable, peaceful, committed, like your values are all in line. Everything feels like it's all coming together. It's like the perfect day. The air is still and the smells are wonderful, and you just feel good to be alive. Eat things that are delicious. Do art. Make some creative. Do something creative. There's just such wonderful, your thoughts will be clear, and it'll all be very peaceful and nurturing and so fertile for all kinds of creations. I mean, probably even babies, if you want to make one of those. Think that through, though, because they're quite a commitment. But again, there's all kinds of committed energy right now, too. So it's very lovely. So I guess that really does wrap it up for this week. Make sure that you do take time to write down what you're letting go, to keep track of what you're experiencing right now, because it all helps you understand yourself, to know thyself, and be able to maneuver in this reality much more clearly. So thank you so much for listening. Many bright blessings for a most fruitful Aries full moon.